And our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been thinking about the culinary highlights of 2018 as this year comes to a close. Mm-hmm. Last week, she brought us her choices for best cookbooks. And now, Kathy, you are back with more discoveries. First of all, a piece of equipment that is a must in any kitchen, which
absolutely
is a knife.
A knife. And you know, you'll talk to chefs and everybody has their favorite knife, and chefs have big rolls of knives that they travel with. These I really fell in love with this year. And just by looking at them, you can understand these are knives from New West Knife Works.
We should say we're going to have pictures at HereNow.org.
We are, because they are super pretty. Yeah. These are American-made knives. They are made in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Wow. And it is a beautiful tool that is functional and durable. The handles have this almost Technicolor fiberglass color on the handle. And I just think they're so stunning.
This is a big knife.
You have a big chef's knife. Robin has a smaller knife.
Because I shouldn't have any knife. I am so...
Yes, we've heard. The rumors about you are all true, right?
Well, and you know, also, I ended up buying, as many people here where we are did, I ended up buying a set of knives this year from one of those young students putting herself through college.
Oh, Robin,
I know.
No.
Keep going, because I want to know, how do you buy knives?
I'm going to interrupt you right there. Okay. I want you guys to pick up this knife because... Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, it's American made. It's made from American steel, but it feels so good in your hand that when you're chopping, I know a lot of people say to me all the time, oh, do you use a Cuisinart for that? Or, oh, do you use it? And I'm like, no, I really love to chop. It is something that I get into the zen of. It calms me down. And I have to say, these knives out of Wyoming are really a joy in my kitchen.
How do you know they're a good knife?
Well, they cut really well. Yeah. It's really good steel. It works for peeling and paring and boning and carving. I use them.
One knife?
Yeah, you can. I mean, you get one of their really good chef knives and you can use it for all kinds of things.
How many knives do you think you need in the kitchen? I think that the ones I absolutely must have are one like this, a big chef's knife.
Like a bread knife.
Serrated knife.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then a small knife.
Yeah, some depends.
Like a lime.
It depends how much you do. If you ask my husband, he says you need only one. I have a lot of knives and I like to peel tomatoes with a certain knife. I like to peel off of oranges and grapefruits. Anyway, don't get me started. I am a big fan of these knives.
Okay, well, we'll have the pictures and more information there because we have so many other things to do. Just don't do as I did and mistake a cheese knife for a pie server and lick it. Okay.
It gets worse every time.
Let's talk about salt.
I was thinking about what's the best spice I've used this year. And, I thought of za'atar and I thought of smoked cinnamon and I thought of different types of cumin seeds and fennel seeds. But when it gets right down to it, I am obsessed with Malden sea salt. Mm. This is made in the town of Malden, which is in the county Essex. It has been made in England, in this small town, since 1882. Mm. There are several things that are distinct about it. Mm. Just look at it. You both have a little pile. These are pyramid-shaped crystals.
They're huge.
And this is what you call a finishing salt. And what that means is that you might not necessarily sprinkle this sea salt into your soup as it's simmering or into a saute. This is the salt you sprinkle on at the very end.
Put it on the top of an avocado. Brilliant.
That is exactly it.
I love it on avocado.
Little Miss Cutter self over here.
But you know what? I'm tasting it and it explodes on a piece of bread.
Brilliant, Robin.
Thank you.
Okay? No wonder you guys are hosts. You're both brilliant. The truth is, it brings out the flavors of all the foods you're cooking with. You taste it on a piece of bread and butter. Mm. I brought you a plain slice of a baguette with butter. I sprinkle on that salt and a plain old piece of bread and butter is suddenly got texture and excitement. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I love it. You've had it on cookies and things like
that. I put it on cookies. I sprinkle it on cakes. I sprinkle it on brownies. I sprinkle it on avocados. I put it on top of soups and stews and dips and tarts. And I use a lot of it.
We have to get to this taco before we run out of time.
Please.
So tell us. What have you
so
done here?
Here's how it happened. I met a woman in Detroit named Serena Maria Daniels. She's the creator of an online magazine called Tostada. And she told me about this place. There are these taco trucks in Detroit called El Parian. Right. There are about four or five of them. We're going to give you the links. You can find them. I eat out a lot when I travel. It's part of my job. I like to see what people are doing. I taste things that people are raving about. I taste expensive things. I taste inexpensive things. The bite of the pork taco at El Parian was the single bite that stayed with me this year as the most exuberant piece of food that I tasted. And I tried. My attempt to recreate the El Parian taco is not exactly right, because what happens when you go there is you see meat in a bubbling vat of braising liquid with onions and spices. And just before they serve it, they chop the meat up, put it on a griddle, put it on top of a beautiful corn tortilla, pickled onions, pickled radishes, and you've got it.
Yeah, and if you can't get to Detroit, when Kathy starts a sentence with, I met a woman in Detroit, you know it's going to have a great
ending. It's a long
ending.
Story.
We'll have all of this at herenow.org. Kathy Gunst, your picks of the year, thank you so much.
Thank you.